Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ike, Spike, Fritz, the 94 WIP Afternoon Show. Thanks to Howie Roseman for being so generous with his time, even though he would not give us a vote for Eagles Insider of the Year. Ike.
Yes.
There are two things I found most interesting about the interview. Mm-hmm. So when I asked him about investing money in offense rather than defense, it made me think of his answer after the draft when they said they thought they were going to draft a tackle earlier, mm-hmm. an offensive tackle. And really, it's really about not forcing it in a way, in that if there had been... I sort of got the sense that if there had been defensive players on the free agency market that they felt that were good value, that they could spend a lot on and could make a difference immediately, then they would have done that. But that wasn't the direction, right? So it just ended up being on offense, there was the right moves to make by spending money, and on defense, there was the right moves to make in the draft. And I think that's feels like a smart way to do it instead of trying to force it one way or the other, because we've been around all of the teams in Philadelphia overspending for a position yeah. of need because they feel like they need it right there, or there's a big flashy guy on the market that you want to sign. And I thought it was an interesting, actually really good answer.
Yeah, I sort of agree with him without having direct information in front of me. But if you think about it, who were the top free agent defensive players that got paid that you expected the Eagles to sign?
Right.
I mean, that's really what you're judging it up against. And if somebody decided to overpay someone because they're in a more dire situation to where you have to overpay for Brian Burns and give him $100-something million guaranteed because was it the Giants to sign Brian Burns?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're the stinking New York Giants, then you have to overpay a guy like that. But when you're the Eagles with an offense as loaded as your offense is, before they even do any re-signings, then you've added Saquon Barkley. Now you're trying to just add parts that sort of, I guess, can fit and grow. That, to me, I think they had made the decision that we're going to attack the draft from a defensive mindset. Right? Get young corners. They got a young linebacker. They got a young outside rusher to go with the guy they drafted last. They took two defensive linemen last year in the first round of the draft. So I'm only saying this to say, from their viewpoint, they've invested on that side of the football just through the draft with high draft picks.
Well, I think the other thing, too, is that it's not like they are one player away on defense.
Right.
Where if – you, like when the Rams traded for who's the cornerback? Ramsey.
Patrick Ramsey, yeah.
Jalen Ramsey. It's not like they are a corner away from having the defense. That you know, DeCamera said the night of the draft that he thought that rebuilding the defense was more than a one-year thing, and that definitely seems like how they're treating it. They were not one player away from having a great defense. I think we could see that at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing is, you know, them looking for leadership. When I asked them the question about AJ, you know, Jalen Hurts being at AJ Brown's press conference, and he mentioned Jalen's leadership, that's a thing. It's clearly a thing that they are looking for out of him this year is leadership. And I think it's a good sign that it seems like at least the initial indications are message received, you know?
Yeah, we even said it at the time that it was a great sort of indication or implication with Jalen being there, the wide receiver, arguably the best player not just on the offense, on the entire team. And A.J. Brown is signing an extension. You're the quarterback. You're here. You're in the building. I don't see. It almost looks probably even worse if you're not in the auditorium. You don't have to take questions or hold a press conference yourself, but to be there to show support, that certainly is, to me, something that's in the right direction.
Absolutely.
And it's what this team sort of needs. There needs to be this sort of valve released of, is there an issue here with two of our more prominent players on the team?
Is there still an issue?
There's an elephant in the room. Nobody wants to talk about it. We got new players here. We got young players here. Do you want them to inherit this and have to deal with this? So there needs to at least be, from a perception standpoint, even if it's not reality in the moment, that everything is fine.
Yeah.
It just needs to be that way.
Even if it wasn't fine before, it's got to be fine
now.
Yes,
it has to be.
Jack, how do you think he handled me calling him Big Pimpin'? And do you think he likes that name?
I don't think he likes the name, which he should. It's not bad.
It's a funny, great
it's a good bit.
Yeah.
I don't think Howie's a big bit guy.
No.
Listen. Sometimes we shoot and we miss.
Yep.
So I'm part of the team. We shot. I don't think it landed.
No.
I don't think it landed. So
there was no way I was not starting that interview off by calling him anything other than Big Pimpin.
And that's why I sort of just I didn't try to discourage you. I just let it go. But in the back of my mind, I was like, I don't know.
So the question that we were asking today is, do you think
this way, I don't think he was offended by
No,
it.
I don't think so
he was
either.
Offended by it.
He said it's not sticking in the building at NovaCare. I don't know if Howie knows for sure whether it's sticking in. Now, I don't have any information in the building. They might not be saying it to him. There's no way that, you know, Big Pimpin' isn't, you know,
well, you have to look at it this way.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't view that term to be something cool or flattering. Can we just, I'm trying to just be, you know, everybody isn't young and hip, right? So Jalen said Big Pimpin' and he meant it as a compliment.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the way I took it.
Although when he was asked again at his introductory press conference, he was like, oh, no, I wouldn't have done that. I didn't mean to do that.
Keep doing it, man. Keep doing it.
Well, you don't know you want to call the GM Big Pimpin'.
Big Pimpin'. Once
at least,
is charming.
Wait till you got double-digit sacks.
Yes. Wait till you play a snap.
Yeah, so, yeah. Kelsey could say Big Pimpin'. Fletcher could. I don't know if Jalen should be doing it.
If Jalen Hunt makes a Pro Bowl, does Howie start going by Big Pimpin'?
He has to. No doubt.
Yeah.
He has to put it on his business cards. What do you think of the roster? What do you think the job Howie has done? Do you think the roster is better today than the end of last season? 215-592-9494. I was stunned at the Twitter poll results that 89% of the people said that the roster is better now than the end of last season.
They know football.
Waylon and Delco, you're on WIP.
Hello, how you doing, gentlemen?
Great.
What's up, Waylon? Waylon Allen.
That's Full Moon Allen.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, beside the point, listen, and then we'll have a conversation. Can I start off? I only want to talk about three things: the Sixers, the Eagles, and then the Philadelphia Phillies to end.
Pick one.
The Sixers first.
Okay. Well, he's on hold. Have Waylon Allen. I didn't hang up on him. I put him on hold. Just tell him he's got to talk about the Eagles first. I told him to pick one. I thought he would make the right decision. Chris and Pensauken, you're on WIP.
What's up? 100 complete dominant better Spike Eskin. Eagles all day long. You must need some glasses, my friend. And Carter was the best defensive player on the team last year. He just ran out of gas because it was his first year in the league.
Well, okay, but that counts still. you can't disappear for seven games and be the best defensive player on the team.
So how did you come? By the way, man, that was some rough riding by you, man. You'll get better. You'll get better. Just follow Ike's lead, man. That was rough.
This is going to be. What was rough, Chris?
Oh God,
this is what we're doing.
Well, to ask if he's concerned, if he thinks the fans like the draft.
Not what I asked.
Well, then reframe what you asked.
Well, you can go listen to it, but what you just said is not what I asked.
I'm just trying to have a conversation. You're a little condescending. It's all good. Peace out.
All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So he called this radio show and he told me, I didn't do a good job and don't worry, it'll be better next time. But I'm the condescending one. And that I don't know ball. What roster must I be looking at? But I'm the condescending. I'm not taking another phone call till 6 o'clock if this is the way it's going to go. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
This me?
Yes.
This is you, C.
Hey, man. Jack usually let us know. I'm ready, but hey.
Well, you're on. You're on.
The team is way better. Listen, I get it. Everybody want to talk about the defense. This Eagles defense has not been good since Ike was on the field. I know everybody want to talk about the little one-offs or whatever. A great defense comes from consistency. This defense had a couple good years. Even the years we went to the Super Bowl, when we played good teams, Patrick Mahomes was running up and down the field on us. Tom Brady was running up and down the field on us. So this defense ain't been good for a while.
We can never stop Dak. I mean, Dak seems to have 400 yards passing
every game.
Dak,
CeeDee Lamb, all the terrible. And we couldn't even stop Sam Howell last year, and he ain't even a starter. So last year, I do kind of agree with the last caller about Jalen Carter being the best player, because I know half the season counts, but Hassan Reddick disappeared half the season too. We didn't see him until after Christmas for a couple games. Darius Slay, we know he come and go. Like, he disappeared like
the lights get cut off when you don't pay the bill. Like, and we don't need to talk about the corner on the other side. I like what how we did. We want this defense to grow together. I like Vic Fangio. You got to get these dudes to buy in. I kind of think that's why they went with an older veteran guy with younger guys, because, you know, it's easier to mold. But listen, on this offensive side of the ball, no excuses. Everybody say Kellen Moore is supposed to be the next coming of, you know, Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. You supposed to have Michael Jordan at quarterback. Everybody told me A.J. Brown was getting traded. He's supposed to be happy now. That boy's bank account is – and then we
swole.
Get monster, the quad monster. And him, listen, this – I ain't going to have no excuses for this offense. They should be averaging 30 points a game plus. No excuses. The defense, I give you the growing pains. But the offense, I don't want to see no drop passes. I don't want to see, oh, well, you got to give us time to grow. I don't want none of that. I need 30 points.
We need results, yes.
Well, they spent like $1 billion this offseason on the offense. There better be results.
Results.
Exactly. But, hey, but listen, Michael Jordan running the show, so you already know. Hey, I'm going to say it. Super Bowl coming, man. I'm going to start it early. I'm going to let y'all know today. I ain't afraid to say it. I'll put my name on it.
Put your
Super
name
Bowl
on it.
Coming.
Well, I got him at 12-5 off the schedule, and we haven't even seen the schedule.
We sweeping the whole AFC North.
Wait, by the way, Corey, Ike has him at 12-5 now, and his prediction only goes up.
They know it.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
we sweeping the whole AFC North. All them playoff teams: Browns, Bengals, Ravens.
Oh, damn! That's what we playing this year. We're playing the North.
Sweeping them. We sweeping them. Yeah. So you
maybe,
already know.
Maybe 11-6.
I'm gonna go 13 wins this year.
Of course, Jalen Hurts, more than me.
Yeah, why not?
Jalen Hurts, they gonna rob him for the MVP because they gonna say he got all these weapons, but he gonna put up
as
MVP
they should.
They gonna put up MVP numbers.
All right,
I'll holler at y'all.
All right, man.
Yeah, I'm 12-5 before I even see the schedule.
Where are you at?
We did it already.
Well, schedule release is Thursday night.
Yep.
Is this Thursday?
Yeah.
It's Thursday.
Oh,
so
wow.
We got big win, 4 hours of win-loss.
Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
That's the reason why Spike came back. We had to get 4 hours of win-loss in.
Bring Elliot in so we can do our win-loss. Absolutely.
I like it.
Break down we'll do like a month and hour.
Okay.
On
like
Friday.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. Like yet you're, by the way, everyone's right on the offense. I mean, the two holes or the two questions on offensive line aside, there's just no way that you can go into a season with two Pro Bowl, one All Pro, but two Pro Bowl level wide receivers, mm-hmm. Two Pro Bowl level tackles, mm-hmm. a Pro Bowl level quarterback. We hope, you know, you can't a Pro Bowl level running back,
tight end.
You absolutely, positively can't be one. They have to be one of the points scored. They have to be top three in the NFL next year. They have to be. There's no excuse. They have to be, especially with the defense in a state of flux, sort of. So, all right. Wile and Allen.
Yo, Ivan, you guys are awesome. And listen, my wife put me on to you guys, and I'm just going to say I should have started out with the Eagles first. I'm a dummy. I wasn't paying attention.
It's all good, bro.
No, it's not all good. I dropped the ball, and I picked it back up.
This is my kind of guy.
Everything you just said is valid fact. Our offense, I am excited. I have got a good taste in my mouth.
Howie.
Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
Spit out the truth. I thought it was a great interview. It was. I sat here and enjoyed listening to you guys. You know, like I sat here and was paying attention. Everything, just by the TikTok videos, the Facebook videos of Hurts squatting and doing, making him so he can run and run the 4.6. Like, who does that? He can throw the ball, you know, like. I did get a bat, but I'm better now. Howie Roseman just put me back to sleep and said, "Go, just go to sleep till the season comes back up. Don't worry. Go watch the Phillies and just wait for the Phillies to win the World Series because that's what's going to happen. And I will put my salary on it. I will put my salary on it.
Am I betting on it? Phillies World Series, Eagles Super Bowl?
Mm-mm. Parlay?
Whoever they're going to play.
A little parlay?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you not see Trey Turner's out and it's still 17-20?
That's right.
Are you out of your mind?
Best record of baseball, brother.
Are you out of your mind? Like, have you not? There's 14 games up since last year, over 500.
Now I'm with you.
Tell him.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Appreciate the call, brother. Put the fear of God into him. He had him back. He's like, I'm sorry.
Oh, he was ready to go. Yeah.
Brought the energy.
He did.
Absolutely.
Did he get him straight, Jack, or what happened?
Now that's all on Waylon.
Well, he said his wife got him.
I don't even know what his name is. Is it Waylon Howland?
No,
Howland
I thought
Waylon?
It was Waylon Allen.
I think it was Waylon
Allen.
Yeah.
All right.
You spelled it Waylon, though.
Well, because he said it like Waylon Jennings.
That's the way you spelled it.
That's where I saw it on the thing.
Yeah, just trying to be accurate.
I think Jack is back there tanking me on purpose.
With who?
The callers.
With the callers.
Yeah.
I think that's on you, pal.
It is not on me. I'm not doing anything wrong. And Chris and Penn Salkin can get it. That is.
Well,
he's not going to go on a 50-tweet rampage this time, you know.
I didn't even know he's on Twitter. Is he on Twitter?
No, he's referring to somebody else.
Oh, okay, yes. Oh, no, I got you now. Yeah, I'm like, I didn't even know Chris was on
Twitter. He is on Twitter, though. Chris Spetzalkin's also on Twitter. Yeah, I know all these people. Yeah.
Of course you do. They text you.
Yeah, I got to deal with your, you know, whenever things go wrong over there, I got to hear about it.
This is all I'm going to say about Chris and Spetzalkin, Spike.
Yes.
Prepare yourself. If you go down that road, I'm just saying, prepare yourself.
Oh, in what way?
Well, just this it's a never-ending thing.
Well, there's no road.
Well, your last name also holds you. That hurts you with Chris Pence.
What I mean is what I'm saying. He's a caller that he will – there's a lot of emotion and passion here.
It's cool.
Chris and, okay.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all just, right. You know, he told me it'll get better next time. What are we doing here? You know, that's all. So I'm not like Buzz doing my first overnight here.
I think he was just poking fun.
Okay. All right. Me and Chris and Pensalkin are good. If he's good, I'm good.
Well,
we'll see.
All right. Coming up next, there has been a Ben Simmons sighting.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Ben Simmons!
We will tell you about the Ben Simmons sighting next, as well the Twitter poll of the day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomery and Mount Laurel. Gifts for every budget. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Can we put up a new Twitter poll? How did Spike handle the Howie Roseman interview? Please put that on the current poll.
You sure?
Yeah, sure.
Real good.
Yeah. Are the Eagles better on paper today than they were at the end of last season? Holding steady at 89% yes.
Let's get that up to 90+.
You can't campaign on the Twitter poll.
Yeah, I can't.
Coming up next, a Ben Simmons sighting on the 94 WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.